Good morning, welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and wow, we have almost full house almost. Before we haven't had that in a little while.
When's the last time you were here?
It's been a long time, I would say.
I think it is July, actually.
I think so. We've really? All been very, very busy. Andy Cohen was busy on vacation last week. Where were you?
I wish I was still there.
Where were you?
I was at Universal in Orlando.
And how was it?
It was great.
I bet it was we had a
wonderfully hot time for sure, but no, it was great. We had a great time.
Well, Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is here.
I am.
Joe, you are going to the Democratic convention next week
I am.
To see what kind of promotional products.
Why are you laughing, Michelle?
Because you're not a Democrat.
Promotional apparel people are going to be wearing. I was just reading this morning all the stuff that is in the various swag bags for the delegates, and there's some interesting things. The California bag had a presidential Barbie in it.
Presidential Barbie?
What do you think
she
looks like?
What does that mean?
I bet you she's in red, it's Barbie in red, white, and blue with perhaps a flag, I'm guessing. But I'll get a photo so we can find out more.
You'll get that.
There's some pop-up stores that are at the Republican convention this week featuring a lot of souvenirs. There's, of course, an Obama punching bag, things like that. And I imagine next week at the Democratic convention, you'll find some unique items
as
well.
I'm sure we will. Have you seen those people decked out on all their stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
With their hats and their T-shirts and their buttons and their badges and their placards. And, I mean, they really want to identify with
their
candidate and their party.
If you're going to be there, show your pride.
Absolutely.
Agreed, Andy.
Well, there you go.
We've got Joan Chaikin, one of our managing editors, and Jen
Wisniewski,
a writer for Advantages, who are headed down there today. And they're going to see what other kinds of items people have with them and are wearing. And we'll certainly be reporting on it in the magazines and everywhere in the next week or so.
We're going to be at the presidential process.
Andy. We are. Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource, is here. Michelle, you've been away doing some various things, too. I know that you were recently at the PPI Leadership Conference.
I was in New Orleans. It was fantastic. They did a great job with
now,
it.
Now, you
awesome.
Spoke on a panel. What was that about?
I did. Actually, I did a presentation with Chuck Fandos on the past and future of the industry. So we looked back for the past 20 years in five-year increments, and then projected forward 5 years as far as what the industry will look like.
Now, what was one prediction that you personally made? And I know that you guys had diverging views on things.
We did. Chuck kind of took the negative and I took the positive. I said I thought that there would be 2 to 3% growth per year over the next 5 years. But I also predicted that I thought that factories in China will increase their product safety efforts because they won't want to lose their kind of role as the world's manufacturer.
Sure. Oh, well, that's a positive thing for sure. All right, we're going to take your calls today. Today's question is how to motivate millennial employees. Michelle, how old do you have to be a millennial employee?
The age, I think it's 30 and under.
Okay, so how to...
So not you.
How to motivate
you.
The 20-somethings. That's a big topic. And if you have any questions or advice on how to motivate people, workers in their 20s, call us at 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
All right. That's reason enough to call. Tell us what else is on tap for today's show, Joe.
Well, we have 9 things that motivate employees more than money. And we talk about that all the time, that money may not be the best incentive to give to your employees. We have 3 simple ways to build sales via LinkedIn. I know we talk about all the social media things like Facebook and YouTube, but now we're going to talk about LinkedIn. How small businesses are using social media and surveys to compete. Andy has a look at that. And how to generate advocates for your company, not just word of mouth referrals, but real advocates. We have a look at that. We also have our favorite products today, some other stuff we'd like to get to as well. But first, let's start off with the industry news in 30 seconds with 60 seconds. I'm going to give you 60 this week, Andy, with Andy Cohen.
I'm going to take 90. Thanks, Joe. We begin this morning with back-to-school product news. A report over the weekend from the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice says that 75% of children's school supplies contain elevated levels of toxic chemicals. Products that were tested include lunchboxes, backpacks, and binders. Some in Congress are using the report to call for the passage of the Safe Chemicals Act. Check out Promogram today for a full report. On to legislative news now. As part of a pending $7 billion antitrust settlement, Visa and MasterCard have agreed to ease longstanding restrictions on merchants. The proposed deal must still be approved in U.S. District Court. but the agreement paves the way for companies to increase charges on customers paying with credit cards. Some sad industry news to report now. Mark Patterson, the CEO of supplier firm Ecolips, passed away earlier this month from an aortic aneurysm. He was only 34. Supplier acquisition news now. Gifted Expressions announced that it has acquired Hebert Candies, a chocolate manufacturer based in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Kurt Boehringer will act as president of Gifted Expressions Hebert Division. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Poker chips and safety pants.
Poker chips.
Together.
And safety
you
pants.
You must have them together.
You know, I always say that when playing poker, definitely wear your safety pants.
Well, you better tune in, Andy, to find out what's going on.
I will.
Okay.
Wow, that's very exciting. We're going to take your calls in a few minutes at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is how to motivate millennial employees or those employees who are in their 20s. But first, we have a very special guest on the phone. Leighton Lee, VP General Counselor of Top 40 Supplier ETS, is on the phone, and he's going to give us our product safety minute today. Hey there, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
Oh, just fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a little product safety tip to give us today.
I do. We're going to talk a little bit about lip balms and sunscreens, mostly in the area of nanotechnology. Now, nanotechnology is not about the latest micro mini gas-saving car or the smallest PDA, an iPhone that you can fit into a pen cap. We are talking about tiny, tiny microscopic particles of chemicals that can be readily absorbed into your skin and so easily absorbed that it may cause additional harmful effects because the body is just not used to these micro chemicals coming into our systems. And these nanoparticles are most prevalent in sunscreens and lip balms, among other items such as other personal care products and even in food. But for the purposes of our discussion this morning, I want to focus a little bit about lip balms and sunscreens. The reason why nanotechnology or nanoparticles are used in sunscreens is because in the old days, you put on zinc or titanium dioxide, and it has this white film on your nose or on your face, and it just shows up kind of cloudy and white, and it doesn't look good. So they invented nanotechnology to help these sunscreen chemicals, meaning zinc and titanium, to become clearer and more transparent and to be more effective by making them so small that they're easily absorbed into our bloodstream and into our deep layers of our skin. So why is that harmful? Some studies have shown that because of the molecular size of these particles, that these chemicals have become so absorbed that the cancer-causing properties of these chemicals is accelerated. Also, those that are those chemicals that are known as estrogen disruptors or mimickers can be more facilitated in causing those harmful effects. There are also a whole family of chemicals that act as micro delivery vehicles. We're not talking about cars, but these are chemicals that are also nanoparticles that the other chemicals such as zinc and titanium piggyback onto that are absorbed into the skin. And in essence, these other chemicals, these micro delivery vehicles, help bring these other chemicals into the bloodstream and under the skin. Public health officials and FDA, and including some of the EU member states, have been studying this for the last few years. They are somewhat alarmed as to how effective these nanoparticles are, but they have not made any rulings as of yet. However, some states are enacting chemicals of concern legislation. And there are several states like Maine, California, state of Washington, and a few others that are starting to look at these chemicals and are placing them on their watch list.
Leighton, sorry, we just have another moment. So what should distributors selling lip balms know about this situation?
That's a perfect lead-in for my next segment of this. suppliers and distributors just need to be more informed and require compliance by their suppliers and vendors. They should get more informed about what other companies in the industry are doing, such as testing and labeling and what other PR that they're issuing. They should also monitor the studies that are coming out and keep track of the governmental advisories.
Sure.
They should avoid making any health benefit claims on their packaging and in their advertising materials. They should consider adding labels to disclose that they use nanoparticles or nanotechnology in their products. And last but not least, work with your vendors to reformulate your product so you can get a jump on coming out with revised products to avoid any potential harm.
Sure. Okay, well, that's great advice from Leighton Lee. Thank you, Leighton. And that's certainly a topic that we'll be watching in Councilor Promogram and Supplier Global Resource. And if those who are interested in learning more about product safety, we've got some great classes in our ASI Online Learning Center. If you go to asicentral.com/online learning, one class is taught actually by Leighton Lee. We have a few classes there to give you a whole tutorial on product safety and how it affects the industry. So be sure to check that out. Now we're going to get to some of your calls. Give us a call right now at 215-953-4979. We're talking today about how to motivate employees in their 20s. Are they different, Michelle, than, say, employees our age, for instance?
They are different. And, you know, we have a whole bunch of comments on Facebook, too, that people have chimed in that we'll get to after the calls.
Okay.
One of the main ways that they're different, Gen Xers tend to work independently. And
I'm a Gen Xer.
I think everybody here at this table.
Everyone except Joe.
Joe's a boomer. I'm a boomer.
Okay, well, boomers are distinctly different than Gen Xers and millennials. But
by being
yes, they are.
By being awesome?
Yeah.
No, just older.
Just older. Gen Xers like to work independently, and they're much more cynical, except you, Melinda, than Andy and I pick up the cynicism. Than millennials.
We fit in perfectly.
Millennials, are their marked characteristics are that they really like constant feedback. And they want to be told that they're doing a great job. Perhaps they don't have the thick skin that the other generations do because they're used to being praised all their life from their parents and told, you know, being told how great they are and wonderful they are. So you have to really kind of tiptoe around criticism with them and kind of be very judicious in the way that you maybe give them constructive criticism about their job. Not that they
now, we might have two millennials here in the studio. I think Mina is over there smiling. And Noan, are you a millennial? Known our tech guy, or he's looking at me blankly, but I believe that
he is. He just
so
wasn't
you're shaking
attention.
Your head. Is this? Do you like? Do you guys like constant feedback and pets on the back and things like that? Do you crave that or?
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like everyone does. Something.
That's not true so much. I mean,
that's a great point.
No, but I like constant feedback and. I mean, I don't have to have it, but everyone likes it.
You don't have to have it, though, where studies show that some millennials, that's what they really feed off to do their jobs better. They need that constant.
Well, it's often been referred to as like the video game generation, where you play video games all the time. They grew up playing
you get a little
very
beep, like whenever
advanced
you do
video
something
games.
Right,
exactly.
Or an applause or something
right.
like that.
So they're used to that kind of constant
type of
acknowledgement.
They're also used to working in groups, whereas millennials and boomers prefer to work independently.
Now known as laughing. He must play a lot of video games. All right, we're going to take a call on line two. Luke is going to weigh in on this topic. Good morning, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Quick question. I have a client who wants to send out a self-promo piece that targets this the millennial age group, and I'm just wondering what'll get their attention.
Good question.
I would say anything that ties into electronics. I mean, millennials are extremely wired. So, you know, you're looking at shot cases for iPads and iPhones. You're looking for earbuds that they can plug in to listen to their music. But I think anything that's, you know, geared to tech products, I think would fit.
I think green products, they're very environmentally conscious. Also, because they've grown up with everything moving at such a quick pace, products that are multifunctional, products that do more than one thing. Apparel that also, you know, has antimicrobials and keeps you, you know, doesn't, you know, get germy and things like that. Things that do more than one function.
Stay tuned for my favorite product. It's perfect for this
safety
segment.
Pants? Ooh.
It is not. No, that's Joe's.
All right. Well, Luke, hope that gives you some great ideas. Thanks for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line three, we have Jason. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Hi.
Hey, Jason. Are you a millennial or an Xer or something else?
Border. We argue, my wife and I, whether we're millennials.
Okay. We're having trouble hearing you, Jason, so we're going to come back to you in just a minute. And on line four, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley. Hello.
Stanley's gone. Jason's struggling.
I think, all right. Well, we'll get back to that. In the meantime, we have lots of people on Facebook who have weighed in on this topic. We have Allie Durkach from Motivators. And Allie says, in order to motivate millennial employees, employers need to be fun. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, I
subscribe
agree with that.
To that theory.
Yes, you do.
It says start with internal contests. Now, again, this could be the, you know, the constant pat on the back type thing if you have, you know, regular contests where people get rewarded for
it also
things.
Goes to Michelle's point earlier about working in groups. I think that segment does like to, get not just constant feedback, but also work in groups where they can brainstorm together.
Sure. Well, okay, so Allie says start with internal contests, get suppliers to offer prizes of their to their top sellers, or offer gift cards for the winner. Send out a question of the day. Now, I like these short-term contests rather than having, like, you know, a year-long contest, which maybe may not be as motivating to some people. It says send out a question of the day, or if you want to get crazy, start a bucks program like Motivators, Inc. Give out bucks in the beginning of each week that employees give to their coworkers to increase morale in the office. At the holiday party, the bucks are redeemed for raffle prizes. Millennial employees want and need something going on at all times to keep them busy. So it sounds like Allie
I think that's
does
a great
a
idea. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, anything that keeps not just this subset of employees that we're talking about motivated, but that's for the whole office. You know, that's really everybody, and I think that's great.
Can I just say somebody put a comment that I just think is hilarious.
Uh-oh, settle down.
In its snarkiness. Somebody from NK Promotions. I know, I love it. It says, "I'm a bit tired of saying, and I quote, we need to motivate employees. They should be self-motivated. First of all, they're employed and making good money. Second, they're adults."
I think
good for you, NK Promotions.
I think you left off the next line of that Facebook posting, which is worth saying too. It says, "Not saying we should run a sweatshop or do daily beatdowns, but some of the responsibility belongs to employee too." Now, is it possible that Joe Haley wrote this under NK Promotions names? Because like that would.
I like the daily question. I like
no,
when
and you,
you
like
those
fun in the office.
Yes,
I know that.
I like when you send those fun questions, like the trivia questions and stuff, because it gets everyone involved. Even though we don't get prizes, it gets everyone involved.
I offer prizes sometimes.
Yes, you do.
I've taken
you
people to lunch for Brady Bunch trivia.
And then you've had foosball contests, and we've done a lot of fun things in the department. So I do like that. I would not write anything like NK Promotions. I know you have to motivate people because think fear as motivation. This is fear as motivation should not be, you know, appropriate.
Well, that's not necessarily fear. I don't necessarily agree with this, with the person who wrote this, in the sense that people don't need motivation. But I think that the person's saying that they should be intrinsically motivated,
correct,
to do a good job, which I agree with.
But everyone
still
needs a boost once in a while. That's what I would say. And you know, why not make things fun?
Right.
It can improve productivity even more.
Well, I think that's the real point.
Yeah,
of it.
I mean, obviously,
why
people
not,
need to do
you know,
their work.
You're gonna,
we all agree with that.
Yeah, you're in the office as much as you're anywhere else. Why not make it as interesting and fun a place as you possibly can.
So today we'll watch the safety dance video for the safety pants, and we'll all sing along. Instead of safety dance, we'll say safety
pants.
I want to go work at NK Promotions if that's going to happen.
We are doing a fun activity today, though. We recently won some awards in the editorial department. A lot of our magazines were recognized, so we're going to go out to a fun lunch, and there might be some surprises at our fun lunch.
Uh-oh.
Safety pants?
Andy's going to jump out of a cake. Jennifer Walensky-Moyer also wrote in on Facebook. She said millennial employees need feedback on their performance, which is really important, by the way. We talked a lot about it, fun and rewards, but regular feedback is something that I see younger people needing a lot of. Also, celebrate birthdays and new hires. Also, there's a different vibe in the office setting now, and to help your staff reach their peak performance levels, you have to cater to this new way of operating. You know, I noticed when we went, Joe and Andy, on our Best Places to Work tour, almost every company we visited, it looked like they celebrated every employee's birthday. Yeah. Such a simple thing. And a lot of it was just, you know, one cake for a whole huge office, or even just writing happy birthday on a chalkboard and, you know, maybe bringing in some lunch or something. But it seemed like that was a really, really popular thing.
Can I play Captain Killjoy for a moment?
Go ahead.
You can.
Please.
You don't want us to celebrate your birthday? Because we had a 40th birthday party for you at the bar next door.
I would love my birthday celebrate. No, I think that the birthday thing is a little played out, frankly.
Uh-huh.
I think every company, just about every company does it, and it's like rote. You know, once a month we get a cake, and we celebrate the people in August who had their birthday in August. I think it just becomes a little stale. I would suggest that people just try to find other things to celebrate on a regular basis. I think that the celebrations are good, and they get people
mix
together.
Mix it up is what you're
but
saying.
But I'm just saying that the birthday thing, I think, is just way played out.
But, you know, think of the person whose birthday it is. I mean, they feel
don't
special.
You like
they
do they really care?
Special on your birthday?
Do they,
you know what?
Do they really care?
That's totally Captain Killjoy.
I don't think they really care about their birthday. No, they care about a celebration for a reason, maybe. But do adults really care that their birthday is celebrated?
Yeah, some people do.
I don't agree with that. I don't think they do.
Well, I will tell you this, Andy. Here in our supplier sales department, the coordinators, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I bet Michelle has noticed, when it's one of their birthdays, they decorate the person's cube and have this whole special theme of the day based around what the person likes.
Okay.
I remember Barbara Ambrose's cube was decorated like a big garden party.
Okay.
And
here's
it was like there's all the suspense. Yep. Oh, what's the theme going to be? And it's not just
here's the thing.
Shoving a cake in someone's face.
If it's done like that,
yes, it's
if it's
very
done like
special.
That, then that's different. That's making it more fun and a little different than most places. We went and visited many places, and while these are great companies, I found that for their birthdays, what they do is they basically get in a room and put a cake on the table and say happy birthday to the people in August who had their birthday. Who cares about that?
People like cake and people like to be recognized.
I can't believe we're
find a different reason.
Wow, Andy's even raised his voice.
Find a different reason.
Such a heated debate.
Let me just end the suspense.
Here comes
anybody,
the other Sour Patch Kid.
If anybody went in my office and decorated it, I'd get out of my office. Get out.
However, we have our own special ways of celebrating your birthdays, and I know on your anniversary,
what
perhaps
about your 10th anniversary. What happened there?
I think
that's not a birthday.
But I think
not
on her anniversary with ASI, maybe there was some Tiffany's procured. So I think if you tailor it to the individual and what they like,
yes,
and make it special.
Yes, that's
then
the,
we're
okay.
all in agreement.
I
on
agree
that.
With that.
Yes.
Okay. I agree with I that. Agree. All I'm saying is that monthly birthday celebration. Think of something different.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
And
all
right.
So in
office.
December, we're not going to invite you to
Fine.
Any kind of monthly birthday party.
Fine.
Just so you know.
We have a holiday
You're
party
gonna,
in December. Who
41
cares?
Is going to go by completely unnoticed.
Oh, all right. Was
online
Andy's
two.
Yeah.
Online two, we have Larry. Good morning, Larry.
And I'd be fine with that.
Good morning. I have information about an individual that manages a convenience store who's been found to be very unique. That he works with his employees, finds out what their interests are, and he, being a trainer, he's always looking for his employees to let them know that he's a stepping stone to them becoming a manager of one of their stores.
Well, see, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
he's paying
great.
Attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we've talked a lot at ASI is, you know, one of the things you need to do to keep younger employees motivated is to show them a career path at the company. So it's not just like, okay, well, you're going to work at this job indefinitely and then maybe you'll go to another company. But it's like, if you do these three things, here's what could happen here for you, which is, I think, something important for everyone.
And not just that, but I think that while, yes, the career path is important, individual motivation is important. And it sounds like that person is asking each person that works for them, you know, what would motivate you? And I, you know, it's not the same for everybody else. The career path might be important for one person, but not for another. And so the motivations are different. And it's important that you're actually asking people.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years, the company has been found to be a great place to work. They really treat their employees extra special well, and the employees produce for them. It's a unique situation here in the Dallas market where we have a lot of these 24-pump convenience stores that have fantastic array of snacks and things, and it's very successful. People really love working there because they're so employee-oriented.
That's great, Larry. When, and Michelle, I know that the PPI, you heard someone talk about companies with great work cultures actually make more money than companies that don't. Is that right?
Three times as profitable.
I mean, that's big. So this isn't just nice things. I mean, this translates into big bottom line.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Larry. Please stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And if we'll still take your calls this morning at 215-953-4979 if you have any tips on how to motivate millennial employees. But in the meantime, Michelle, we've talked a little bit about other ways to motivate employees, and apparently money is not the only motivator, or certainly not often the chief motivator. What are some other ways to motivate employees?
To give them their own responsibility and to hold them accountable. I mean, people want to feel like they have a vested interest in projects. So there are 9 tips here. We're only going to go through a couple of them. One is to get rid of the managers, believe it or not. No offense, Melinda. Think about projects without managers. Removing the lead or supervisor and empowering the staff to work together as a team, with everyone kind of reporting to each other, gives them a sense of ownership and really makes them feel like they're part of the company, which for some people is a sense of recognition. Next, you kind of touched on this, Melinda, invite staffers out to lunch, and don't make it a set thing where you're going to say, once a month, I'm going to take one person out. Just walk up to somebody's desk and say, hey, what do you think about going out to lunch tomorrow, just you and I? Because that makes people feel really special.
I like that.
The other thing, and this is interesting, on the panel at the PPAI discussion, Mitch Munger from Sunrise Identity, who I know is on our Best Places to Work, he talked about transparency at his company. He shares his financial information with his employees, meaning how
that's
the company's
very unique.
Doing. It is unique. And how, if they're doing well, he shares it. And if they're doing poorly, he shares it. And one of the tips on this list is to share the rewards and the pain, and be honest and transparent. And what that does is show that the owner of the company, the principals of the company, have trust in their employees, and that speaks volumes to them.
You know, I think that the first point you made, the ownership of projects, is so important. That's something that we saw when we were visiting companies on our Best Place to Work tour. Employees at these companies, they own the projects that they work on, and you know, there's not management meddling every day and trying to get in the way. It's more of a fast process, and it's one where employees know that they make the decisions and they're in charge, and then they're held accountable for, you know, if things go wrong. But it's something where people feel like they own the work they do, as opposed to it being foisted upon them.
Andy, and that went from everyone from the IT to sales.
Everywhere.
To customer service, all the way down to people who are packing orders down the warehouse and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, well, this is a great topic. And fortunately for everyone, we've got a great issue of Counselor Magazine. The September issue is the Best Place to Work issue. Andy, we've named the top 80 companies. 85 companies to work for in the industry. We visited many and talk about their secrets and have a lot of tips in there on how to build a great corporate culture and motivate workers of any generation. Mm-hmm. So that's something everyone's going to want to check out for sure. And Michelle, you're going to put more tips online from your story this morning. So if you go to asicentral.com/radio, you can learn other tips for motivating employees as well.
Do we know who the number one company is yet? Did you announce that yet, or is it
in
September?
We will not be revealing that, right?
Actually, the list is being posted today.
So there's something to look for.
Yes. So check it out at counselormag.com.
Okay, counselormag.com.
I'm not going to give it away here because
you'll find the top.
It will be online today.
85 workplaces in the industry. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Joe, a lot of us are on LinkedIn, but not everyone knows how to build sales or looks at LinkedIn as a sales building tool. What are 3 ways to build sales on LinkedIn?
Okay, first, other than just having your profile, you need to have a call to action there. So people who you are connected with, you need to let them know what you can do for them, what you've done from other clients, and how you can help them. The call to action is, you know, hey, give me a call and we can talk about your upcoming promotions, your upcoming marketing campaigns. The other thing you want to do is create an industry-specific LinkedIn group. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean for promotional products professionals. It could be for a group where you want to find some sales. So if you're working with a manufacturing industries, you want to start that type of group because, like people, healthcare, the same thing. I'm part of a group with the school that I graduated from. There's all type of discussions going back and forth, and it's amazing to see some of the comments that you get and the discussion started. And finally, be active in LinkedIn's question and answers. That's an opportunity for people to post questions. Now, you want to be part of these groups. You want to see these questions and feel comfortable enough that you have enough expertise to answer them. And those dialogues coming back and forth might cause people who you're connected with now to come to you with a specific request. But there's more detail on this in this article that we'll post online. So,
all
but
right.
The best thing is, you know, people in the industry, Billy Boo was fantastic at working with LinkedIn. He's gotten sales from it. He's made great connection from it. Rich Fairfield, our publisher as well, has found people for our Power Summit through connections he's made. Connections he's made through LinkedIn. So it's more than just putting a profile out there and expecting, you know, to just get business. You have to be active.
It's a good recruiting tool, too.
All right.
People are actively recruiting salespeople or customer service people, it's a good place to do it.
All right. Well, check out more tips for LinkedIn on asicentral.com/radio. We have just enough time for Michelle Bell's favorite segment of the show, where editors give their favorite products of the week. And Michelle, you have some sort of flower here. What is this?
Oh, no, that was here when I got here.
Okay.
My product.
That's not it.
No. My product is from Lion Circle, my new favorite person, Rich Carollo's company, as Andy sighs. ASI 67620. Okay, these are finger puppets, and you can have your own photo put on.
Oh, I like that.
So just think about it. You could have all five of us on your hands and be like little finger puppets.
So you could do individual people on different fingers?
You can.
I like
in
it.
In four colors.
I think
funny?
We need to get some
we
samples
that.
Of
we
that with puppets. Our likenesses on
if
them.
Lion Circle is listening, make it happen.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Haley, what's your favorite product? Safety pants?
No. No. This is a stainless steel bucket, and you see it's got an imprint on both sides. It's great for beverage companies. They can give these to bars and restaurants, and they can deliver a six-pack to a table at a time. I've been to bars that actually do this. But what distributors want to do is see if there's a co-op opportunity where the manufacturer or the beverage company goes on one side, the bar goes on the other. And if anyone wants to take them home with them, don't worry about them stealing them, because it's that great type of advertising. They take it home, and you can see that bar logo there. It's also good for events where people are coming out of town. Tailgates, but people coming out of town for, say, weddings or conventions and stuff. You can leave this in the room with a bunch of different
like
treats in
basket.
There. Yeah,
that's
so
great.
And it makes a great gift basket, the basket for a gift basket. So this is available from Form Graphics, ASI 55100, and you can find them at www.formgraphics.com. Inc.com.
All right, Andy Cohn, what's your favorite product?
All right, we talked about items perfect for the millennial group, and this one is that it's a portable battery backup for iPhones. Very cool, and it can be imprinted, so any company could give it out. It comes from Compass Promos, and that's ASI 46170, and you could check it out online now at asicentral.com/radio.
That's a great millennial item.
Yeah.
All right, we are out of time. Thanks for listening today, and please have a great week, and check us out next week, same time, same place. We're going to be talking about a lot more fun and interesting products at the Republican and Democratic conventions. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.